One of the things that we've seen here is Chinese technology going into the proving ground of battle and actually not doing that great. We've seen Chinese ships that were heavily dependent on Chinese technology now at the bottom of the ocean. We've seen Chinese air defense systems that, as one person said, work by blowing up when there's a missile near them. Is this showing that the Chinese military may be a bit more of a paper tiger than we had thought or feared?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I think this is a big concern for Beijing. Let's remember, Beijing gave to Iran their most advanced air defense systems, highly touted. They didn't end up doing anything. They didn't shoot down a single American or Israeli plane, and they were destroyed by the air forces. There are intelligence systems that China has set up in Iran that didn't work. And this, to me, is reminiscent of what happened during the Cold War back in 1982. The Israeli Air Force and the then Syrian Air Force squared off above Lebanon that year. The Israelis were flying American F-15s and the Syrians were flying MiG-25s. The Israelis won that air war by shooting down 82 MiGs without suffering a single casualty. Yes, the pilot training was key, but the technology was important as well. But what happened after that is the Soviet ability to sell their arms and to gain that revenue and to gain a political advantage with the countries buying those weapons kind of evaporated. Because if you're in the developing world, why do you want the second best weapon system when you might be facing the first a weapon system? So I anticipate that this is a major concern for China as it looks to trying to sell arms abroad and also use those arms sales to advance their political agenda.